WBRI 1500 in Indianapolis.
The Martin Bender Band Chair Show.
Boom, boom, boom. We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a very important news item. The pastors of Crossview Church have continued living in perfection. As a matter of fact, they demonstrated their perfection today by walking on water. This is the newscast. Get back to the show.
Say their names again.
What are their names?
if you know these guys, have them call the show. We will do a live interview.
They are welcome.
The
we will put them on
the
air.
We will put them on the air. If you're out there, Pastor Don A. Derrimer of the Crossview Christian Church and Pastor F. Dale Sensman, who don't make no sense, man, at the Greentown Church of God in Greentown, Ohio.
Let's remind people what these two guys have told us. They have said that God loves us so much, and Jesus Christ paid their sin debt in full, right? Remember that? He paid it all.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he says, okay, now here's what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, you have to repent. This is what you have to do to have eternal life. You have to repent. You have to have complete faith and trust in Jesus Christ, complete faith and trust. Number three, you have to be baptized in water, preferably the Jordan River.
No, definitely the Jordan River.
Okay, definitely. And four, you must, here's the easy part, you must, for the balance of your life, you must obey God.
The word must is actually
with loving, gracious something or other. Now, how do you think they're doing with that today? If that guy was here today, and he was sitting right here, and I would say, have you obeyed him in every area of your life since you've been a believer?
We're going to get him here.
What do you think he would say? What do you think he'd say? Humana.
Yeah,
he'd be lying if he did.
I think he would start to perspire
first.
If
you think you're living without sin today, you're a bald-faced liar.
This guy might actually be bald, too.
You're a liar. You're lying. And that's the hypocrisy of the Christian religion today, is bald-faced lies. The emperor has no clothes, friends. He's lying. Jesus Christ did pay it all. And I, you know, like you got mad at that church sign.
Yeah.
This disturbs me. When people, the whole article was not, it wasn't about Christ, it was about what you're doing.
Well, yeah, extreme relevance is the name of the article. It's extreme, and the hypocrisy is found in the fact that saying that he is sufficient, and that's Christianese. I mean, they all say, oh, he's sufficient, he's my all, he's everything.
Blah, blah,
that's
blah, blah,
Christianese.
Blah, blah.
There's nothing behind it. It's a whitewashed wall.
Yeah.
If you probe just a inch into it, you'll smell the death. And the death is that, as he says here, this where I'm going to spend eternity is determined solely by my extremely relevant decision about Jesus. It's not Jesus, it's your decision about Jesus. And that is double talking. Yes, I actually put this in one of my books.
Yeah,
one of my books. Which one was it? The Really Bad Thing About Free Will.
I thought it was one by Howard Taft.
No, I mentioned though. That's a picture book.
Okay.
I have a picture book of Howard Taft and his lovely wife.
Go ahead.
Mrs. Taft. I have a cartoon in the book, The Really Bad Thing About Free Will, and I talk about this article, and my cartoon is I have this guy sitting there, and the police are interrogating him. He's like crazy. He goes, first they said I'm saved, then I'm not. Then they said it's Jesus Christ sufficiently, now I have to make this decision. And he's like ready to go crazy. He's a lunatic, just like you just did. You know, and he doesn't know what to do because they're talking out of both sides of their mouth, and this is when most people throw up their hands and say, we're going to go watch The Simpsons. You know, this is insane. It doesn't make any sense.
Where do we go from here? I'm disturbed. You're going to have to help me
out. All right, I'm going to bail you out of this mess.
Bail me out, please.
We needed to talk about, you know what? I got another track, but let's save this one for the end. Let's save this one. This is so juicy. I'm not going to do it right now because you got to come back.
You're not going to bring that one up, are you?
Yes, I am. Eventually, this week. What's today?
Today's Thursday.
Thursday.
All right, we'll bring it up tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow. I'm going to talk about this track I got at the grocery store. I'm innocent lamb. I am. I'm innocent lamb going to the grocery store to buy grapes.
Yeah.
I'm innocent as can be. and I'm confronted with this evil tract.
You were molested by the
Christian
religion.
I was raped by this tract called Salvation Plain and Simple.
How plain and simple was it?
It's
was it as plain and simple as those two guys at Crossview or Cross?
As they say in the military, it's a Charlie Fox trot.
I don't know what that means.
Well, think about it.
All right.
You know, think about it.
Okay.
All right, you let me know if you understand it, what I just said. The military has a phrase called Charlie Foxtrot, and that's what this is. Just,
okay.
We'll talk about it off the air, folks.
I'm a little disturbed.
We'll talk about it off
the air.
We'll talk. In 1 Corinthians 15, there's a magnificent passage that nobody knows about. That's why God has put us on the air, to point out verses you have never seen before. There's something God's going to do that is going to solve everybody's problem. Forget about these guys at the Crossview Church of Hypocrisy. He is going to abolish death. That's it.
No, people are going to be burning forever, aren't they? Isn't God going to torture people forever?
Well, that's what they're talking about in the churches, but I would have to put that up against this.
All right, let's hear it.
Or he must be
laid on me, man.
Again.
Lay it on me, thick and heavy.
Lay it on thicker and heavier as I go. He should be nullifying.
Who's he?
Christ.
Christ should be nullifying.
Yeah, I think it's Christ here. In verse 24 of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, he should be nullifying all sovereignty and all authority and power, for he must be reigning, Christ. He must be reigning until he should be placing all his enemies under his feet. Well, there's proof that eternal torment exists. He's going to be placing all his enemies under his feet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me ask you, where did some of the most glorious events take place in the Scripture? One of the most beautiful...
At the feet of the Lord.
Where was the woman caught in adultery, or the woman who was the sinner, came and broke the perfume at his feet, the disciples at his feet, Jesus washing his feet?
How beautiful are the feet of those who bring glad tidings.
That's right. Now, he's going to be placing all his enemies under his feet, but at this time they're not going to be any enemies anymore, and I'll tell you why as we go on in this verse. Verse 26, the last enemy is being abolished, death. How is that possible? Do we all agree that death is our major enemy?
It is. It's the worst enemy.
Death stinks. I mean, literally, I hate it. I hate funerals. Everybody dies. It's the saddest thing that you can imagine. People are dying right now. Children are dying. Babies are dying. Innocent people are dying. People are in hospitals. Death is horrible. But he abolished death by virtue of his sacrifice on the cross. Now we go into an elaboration on this. For he subjects all under his feet. Again, this is a great thing. I want you to look at this differently. Now, whenever he may be saying that all is subject, it is evident that it is outside of him who subjects all to him. In other words, God. He's going to subject everything to him except God, obviously, because God's his Father. Now, whenever all may be subjected to him, then the Son himself is going to lay himself at the feet of the Father. He's going to be subject to the Father as well.
Mm.
And the purpose of all this is in verse 28, that God may be all in all.
All in all.
And I got ahead of it because if you go up to verse 21, the reason this is all going to happen is we talked about the Adam and the Christ earlier this week. We talked about humanity being wrapped up in Adam, condemned apart from their wills.
Right.
And we see that Christ is going to reclaim all those under Adam apart from their wills.
Mm-hmm.
And verse 20, you want to read that, Dan?
Start with 21, 1 Corinthians 15. Well, let's go to 20. Yet now Christ has been roused from among the dead. Now remember the problem in Corinth. Some people were saying there's no resurrection. Remember that?
Yeah.
They said there's no resurrection, but Paul is going to say all will be vivified. They were saying resurrection for none. Paul says vivification for all.
That's why I love Paul.
Oh, man. He says, now Christ has been roused from among the dead, the first fruit of those who are reposing. That's a word for sleeping. You're going to, you know, right?
Yeah.
For since, in fact, now this is a fact. Let's make this very clear.
Luxuriate over
this. Let us make it clear that we are not basing our faith on our feelings or what we think God ought to do. Our faith is not in a doctrinal statement. It's not in a creed. It's not in a university, a Christian university. We believe facts. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We're basing our faith on the facts of the Scriptures, regardless of what we think about it. And he says, for since in fact, these are facts, through a man came death. This is a fact. The fact is that through a man came death. Who's the man?
Adam.
Adam. And the proof is everybody dies. Everybody dies. The Apostle Paul died. Peter died. James died. Adolf Hitler died. Genghis Khan died. Mother Teresa died. My grandparents are dead. And why are they dead? Because of something they did?
No.
No. They die because of Adam.
They inherited it.
So here's the first fact. Through a man came death. That's fact number one. Here, you ready for number two fact? Through a man also, I love that word, also. Through a man also comes the resurrection of the dead. For, even as in Adam, all are dying. Now, some try to limit this, right? Most people believe this
part. I don't know how they can't limit this
most
part.
Most people believe.
Yeah, they all believe
most
this.
Most sane
part.
People believe that because of Adam, all die, right? Mm-hmm. Now, here's the part that they don't believe. Thus also. I want you to notice the phrases. Even as, thus also. Thus also in Christ shall all be vivified.
Adam and Christ again.
That's another fact. The first fact is Adam brings death to the human race. Second fact, through Jesus Christ, resurrection and vivification comes to the whole human race. That's all of mankind. Now here's the important thing, and I don't know if we're going to be able to get into this. Yet each in his own class. And this is, we talked in this program about the eons and so forth, and this is part of it. There is a class. There's class designations for this resurrection. Not all are going to be resurrected at the same time. We talked about this before. Believers today have aeonian life, and they're going to be part of the second class of believers. And are we going to get into this next program, you think?
Yeah, I think we have to, because yeah, we just opened a wonderful vista of eternity versus aeonian life.
Exactly. Well, this yet is important. Yet each must go. But let's back this up again. For since in fact, these are facts, through a man came death, through a man also comes the resurrection of the dead. For even as in Adam all are dying, thus also in Christ shall all be vivified. Let's not comment on that. People read that verse and think about it. Stop reasoning. Think about it, what God has just told us here. Jesus Christ is successful in undoing and adding more blessings than what Adam did.
Otherwise, Adam is greater than Christ.
And he's not. And
I would hope not.
Not at all.
I would hope not. So the road you are on will lead back to God because of this verse.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, whether you are on the road that will lead you through the wonders of the thousand-year kingdom or to the wonders of the new heavens or the new earth, that we don't know. It depends on God's choosing. This is what God chooses. God doesn't choose people for eternal life. Everyone gets that by virtue of their association with Adam and Christ.
Yes.
What it takes the calling of God to produce is aeonian life, life that endures throughout the eons, that yellow brick road that winds its way through the coming kingdom and winds its way through the new heavens and the new earth.
Good stuff.
Absolutely.
This is Dan Sheridan. Go to paulsevangel.com. Come see Mart and I September 18th through the 20th in Chicago. paulsevangel.com will give you the information on that.
We would love to meet you. I'm Martin Zender. You can listen to this show online on the internet at martinzender.com. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks.